Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Joyce, and how may I assist you?
Hi, Joyce. I just called a few minutes ago about a charge that was on my account.
No worries, sir. It was
unbeknownst to me, and I tried to get it canceled. For starters, okay, I noticed this charge on Friday, and it was still pending. It hasn't gone through yet. So I called your customer service, and I was giving a cancellation code, KC021, and I was told that I would get that will be canceled, and I would not be charged anything.
All righty, what's the zip code to see if I can locate this account, please?
It's 38583.
Thank you for that information. And what's your first and last name?
My name is William Boland.
Give me a second, Mr. William, to see if I can locate this account in my system for you. Oh, because they do have your name backwards. They've got it, Bolin Williams. Alrighty, sir. Yeah, they've got your name actually backwards in the system. And for security purposes, could you please verify that address for me?
It's 709 Clay Hallman Road, Sparta, Tennessee.
Alrighty, thank you for that. Give me 1 second to open up this account, sir. Well, sir, they did cancel you. You had called in. It does seem like you just called in not too long ago, and you are canceled out of this, and they issued you a full refund of the amount that you were billed.
Well, she told me just now, when I called Friday, she said I'd be canceled, but then I noticed the charge went through for $56.95 was billed in my account. And it went from pending to it went through. There was no refund. I mean, my account is, as of now, charged $56.95.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I do see where whomever you just spoke to, they submitted you a refund. Did you accept a 35% on that refund of the $56.95?
Yeah, I wanted a full refund. I didn't want, you know, half. And she told me actually 25%. And then she said, well, or she said 50% refund.
Mm-hmm.
And then she said that she's going to issue a 75% refund.
She
issued. And then it went back to 50%.
Yeah, I do see that where she did issue in whomever you spoke with in the system, the agent notated that you did accept the 50% refund, which would have been $28.48. And that's what she refunded you, $28.48, which was a 50% refund of the charge of the $56.95 that you were billed.
Yeah, I prefer a full refund because I haven't used any of your services. And I feel like I was railroaded into this because originally I signed up for a generator that was only $2 for shipping because it was an overstock.
Right. But what it actually did, it signed you into a contest entry to have a chance to be the winner of that particular generator. And where if you were the winner, that $7.95 that you did pay would be for the shipping and handling to receive your item, and it enrolled you into that monthly membership fee.
Yeah, I didn't want any of that, and I didn't see anywhere where it said any of that. And they say it was in that fine print at the very bottom that you can't read.
Yes, sir. I do apologize for that. Well,
I feel manipulated, and I'm on a fixed income, and I can't afford to pay this. I mean, if this charge goes through, like as of now, tomorrow morning, my bank account's going to go into overdraft because I have $17 in there right now, and that's not enough to cover this.
Yeah, because it does take anywhere from 3 to 5 business days even to submit the refund that she has given you. It will take anywhere from 3 to 5 business days for that to post back to your account. So what I will do, sir, as a courtesy, I will go ahead and issue you the rest of the refund of the 20, what was left was the $28.47. I've submitted that refund for it to go back to your account as well, which will actually give you a full refund.
It will give me a full refund, so I'll be refunded. I mean, the $7, I mean, that's trivial, but I mean, like anything over $10, I can't, you know, foresee being able to pay for that. I don't get paid again until next month. And I've already spent all my money on my bills. I just can't afford it. Yeah, if this goes through, then I'm not eating.
Well, I do apologize for that. But the only thing I can do, I've gone ahead and submitted for the rest of that refund to go back to your account.
Okay, and that will be... So I'll have $56.95 refunded to my account?
Yes, that will be the total amount of the refund.
Okay, and that should be in a few days?
Yes, it usually takes anywhere from 3 to 5 business days for it to post back to your account. But do it be advised, you know, that tomorrow is a holiday. So it may not show up in your account to me either Tuesday or Wednesday.
All right.
Alrighty.
Tuesday or Wednesday, I can just advise my bank what's going on.
Correct. And have them to check and see if a refund has been submitted back to your account.
Okay. Is there any number? I mean, if they need to verify what I'm telling them that I can give them?
Did she give you a cancellation number?
Originally, on Friday when I called, she gave me a cancellation number, KC021. And that's when she told me I was getting a full refund.
Mm-hmm.
And when I called a few minutes ago, she said she can only give me a 50% refund.
You see, it's like it was two different agents. Mm-hmm. It was two different agents, sir. I do apologize because this is a third-party call center, so there's no telling what agent you got the first day, because it is actually a totally different agent who actually gave you that first number of a cancellation. But under here,
yes,
I can give you the cancellation number. It would be C as in Charlie.
Hold on, let me write this down.
Sure.
Okay, go ahead. C.
C as in Charlie, and that's 2615358 04.
Oh, it's a longer number.
Yes, and that is actually the whole cancellation number, and that would be the cancellation number for where I submitted the refund, and the other agent that you recently spoke to submitted the refund as well under that particular number. That first agent.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I do see that first agent.
Okay, it was getting more confusing.
Yes.
Okay, learn my lesson.
You are totally canceled out of that, sir, and you will be able to receive the full refund.
Okay, thank you.
You're more than welcome. Thank you for calling customer support, sir, and please have a great day.
You too. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.